Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Ami Shah, an oncologist at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Shah. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's October. We hear about early detection. What should we look for?
Lumps or masses in the breast or in the armpits. The breast tissue extends not just in the breast area, but kind of in, if you go outward and upward from there towards your armpit, there's additional breast tissue there as well as in the armpit. So lumps or masses in that area, changes in the nipple, how it appears, if it's becoming inverted or there's some discharge, as well as some persistent pain. And if something's not right, bring it up with your doctor. One of the things that I often talk to patients about or hear from patients is that they notice something. And sometimes it takes them a little bit of time by the time they get to see their doctor and get tests ordered. And so I think the other thing that's important is to have patients advocate for themselves as well. You know, we want things to move very smoothly. And when symptoms come up, that they see their doctor, that they get their mammogram ordered, and that they get to have imaging done. But if there are barriers to that, there are also other avenues. And these might vary locally, but you could try by calling a breast imaging location. You could try by calling your local health department and asking for some more direction, because there sometimes are other avenues if you're not receiving the attention needed in a timely way.
Dr. Shah, one of the things that my doc talks every year, and he asks every time I go in for my exam, he said, are you doing self-exams? My question is, am I doing them right? Can you tell me exactly how to do a self-exam?
I think self-breast awareness and self-exam is important, and it can be a worthwhile supplement to mammograms. It's important to remember that it's not a replacement for screening with mammograms, but when done, we can do them and really pick up additional cancers that developed in the interval or that were not somehow detected by imaging. So self-breast exam involves looking in the mirror, looking visually for any nipple changes, any dimpling or other changes, and then examining with your hands, both breasts. And it's important to include the areas that we discussed, not just the immediate breast that we think of, but also up towards the armpit and into the armpit where there's some accessory breast tissue, as well as the lymph nodes that drain the breast. And so to make sure that we're looking for any lumps or masses that somebody notices there.
This is Voices of Better Medicine. We're talking to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues that matter. And so any of those things that you mentioned, those things to look out for, that would be your indicator that it might be time for a mammogram?
That's correct. And probably a visit with your doctor as well. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be that. Oftentimes these things do end up being also benign findings. And so sometimes your mind jumps seven steps ahead. It's important to not ignore these symptoms, to have them appropriately evaluated. But the next step there would be then to talk with your doctor and try to get some breast imaging.
So what should our listeners know about the types of breast cancer? Because there are several types, right?
That's correct. The first thing to know is just that, that not all breast cancers are the same. And so we really need to look at the tumor, at the tumor staging, at the patient's features, all of them together to understand the treatment type. Broadly speaking, the main ways that we categorize breast cancer is by receptors that the cancer cells express on their surface. So we test for three receptors on all breast cancers, and this helps us categorize a tumor as either being estrogen or hormone driven, or it could be HER2 driven. These HER2 tumors can be sometimes a bit more aggressive, but can be very highly responsive to therapies, or they could be characterized as lacking all three of these receptors. And if they do, then they're considered to be triple negative. And the treatments for these tumor types, although can have some overlap, do vary. And so that's one of the most important ways that we categorize tumors. We also look at the stage, which is based on the size and location of the tumor. And then we also want to cater towards who the patient is. What are their medical problems? What are their goals? And combining all of that information is how we really can determine the best treatment plan.
So if somebody has a diagnosis of breast cancer and they come to Northwestern, what can they expect as far as treatment goes?
It can be a bit overwhelming, but patients with a new diagnosis of breast cancer should know that they're going to meet a pretty large team. And that's because we really want to make sure that we've attacked this in every appropriate way. So initially, you'll need the appropriate testing, and that begins with scans and biopsy of the area in question to better understand the details of the tumor and the stage. Once we have that information, you'll meet with a breast surgeon and or with a medical oncologist. And together, they'll help determine the best next steps. It sometimes takes a few weeks for all of this to happen, for the visits, the tests, the scans, to sort out all the details and to determine the best treatment plan catered towards each individual based on the tumor features, the cancer stage, and then a patient's own health and their preferences. These are just the first people involved. Eventually, often, patients will also meet with the radiation oncologist. And we also want to make sure that they're supported in every way possible. And so this could include involvement from a nutritionist, from social social work, from sometimes we have people that do acupuncture. There's all sorts of supportive means that we make sure that we treat a patient in a very holistic way. The kind of main players that they will meet with is their breast surgeon, their medical oncologist, and often eventually their radiation oncologist.
Dr. Ami Shah, thank you for joining us today for Voices of Better Medicine. So good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.